Good afternoon. Welcome in. It is a Wednesday as we are in the middle of the week, and you know what that means. It's time to bring in our friend Robert McElroy, who joins us every single hump day. Robert, good day. Hope all is well.
All is well, man. It's always good to be back. How you been?
I'm well. I'm just looking forward to another weekend. It was a great weekend. Some thoughts on the past weekend and what stood out to you?
Well, that Texas A&M Oklahoma State game was a very good game. I think Oklahoma State proved that they're a very resilient football team. And Texas A&M, obviously from all the various SEC logos you saw in the crowd, they're pumped to get out of the Big 12, aren't they?
I think they are. Yeah, and I think it was a disappointment. When you come to the SEC, I just have a word for all these Aggies out there. When you come to the SEC, losing to Oklahoma State by giving it away in the second half is not acceptable. You have to go to the Swamp and Baton Rouge and some really tough places to play. Oklahoma State, you're going to have to learn how to win those kind of games.
Yeah, true. And what a great game that was. That was something else that stood out to me. I got to see some of Alabama and Florida, and that was impressive.
No, Arkansas.
Excuse me, Alabama, Arkansas, yeah. Impressive stuff there, and mainly I got to watch really some of the games that took place earlier that day, and it was fun to be able to get to watch some football that day. Of course, I did have to work, but
right.
It was a good day. It was fun.
Well,
times.
And I prefaced that by saying that I thought both of the wins by Florida and South Carolina that evening, because I think Vanderbilt's a good team this year, so I'm going to give South Carolina a lot of credit for winning that game like they did. And then Florida just dismantling Kentucky. As bad as they may be, that's still a huge road win. So I was impressed with Florida and South Carolina.
And it was like I said on your show, I thought LSU, and I think I used the word dominate, would dominate West Virginia. They did mm-hmm. just that.
Yeah, I didn't pick that. I picked it the opposite way, and how wrong I was.
I tell you what, well, I flubbed on a pick too. I thought Florida State would beat Clemson, but Clemson is 4-0 for the first time since probably the Clinton administration. and they're rolling, man. They're doing really well. So, I mean, I was 4-1 last week on my picks. I wish I had kept up with my record on our previous couple of shows. There's probably a way I can go back and try to figure out what exactly my record is. Was 4-1 last week, and that one was that Clemson Florida State game. But I think maybe Florida State's proven more and more they're a year away.
Yeah,
and Clemson's proven that they're for real.
Well, let's get to it. We have a number of games to break down and pick this weekend, and you know what they are. They're some big games, and I think we ought to get started here in the SEC. A game that features two teams that are kind of on the mend right now. I mean, Mississippi State and Georgia. Of course, we've documented the troubles that Mark Richt is going through, whether or not he can keep his job. I think, like last week, this is another crucial game. And then Mississippi State had to hang on last week to beat La Tech. So a lot of people overrated Mississippi State before the season. What do you see in this game as it is played in Athens?
Goodness, well, I think both teams really need the Southeastern Conference win very, very badly. I think this is going to be one of those weeks where I give the edge to most of the home teams, as that, there's a lot played into that. The Vegas odds are going to give a nod to a lot of your home teams. I think the fact that this is in Athens, Georgia, gives Georgia automatically a big leg up there. I'm going to take Georgia in this one. I bragged a lot last week on Brandon Boykin. He's a playmaker. Isaiah Crowell is coming into his own. Freshman running backs have proved they can come into this league, as tough as this league is, and make a lot of noise, a la Marcus Lattimore and Mike Dyer last year, Herschel Walker over 30 years ago. And Isaiah Crowell is doing pretty well. I think that Georgia wins on the arm of Aaron Murray and the legs of Crowell and various others they have in that backfield.
You know, I'm going to agree with you. I think Georgia will get the win, and I think they will cruise in this game. I think they're picking up some confidence, and I think this would be the first winning record that they would have had in ages. So I think the Bulldogs will get it done this year. How about LSU at home against Kentucky? We saw what Florida did to Kentucky. Any problems?
Zero problems. LSU has just one heck of a defense, and I almost bragged on this guy last week but didn't want to speak too soon because I'd only seen him play some against Oregon, but it turned out that's all I really needed. This kid, Tyrann Mathieu, in the defensive backfield for LSU, the kid's got that hairstyle of his reminds me of Cisco from the 90s. I don't know if you remember Cisco, but that kid is all over the place. He can do everything. They line him up at special teams. Of course, he had the special teams touchdown against Oregon, first game of the year. He's having an all-SEC caliber, possibly all-American caliber year. And he's only one of several on that LSU defense who have just been all over the place. I'm obviously going to take LSU this year. Kentucky's not that good.
Yeah, I agree with you. I last time Kentucky beat LSU, of course, LSU went on to win the national championship, but I don't think anything like that is going to take place this year. I think LSU will get the win at home. We'll be able to recover some injuries and move forward as they have a big stretch upcoming after that. Let's transition now to a game in the Big Ten. And as we said last week, the Big Ten really didn't play any games of importance at all last weekend. That's not the case this week. There are two big ones, and let's start with this one being played in Columbus. Of course, we've documented Ohio State's troubles over this year, and they get to host Michigan State. They both have a loss, Michigan State losing to Notre Dame, and Ohio State, of course, going down to Miami and getting beaten pretty badly. Who do you like in this game, as it could be an important game for the Big Ten?
Well, I tell you, neither team has achieved rock star status this year, but I'm going to take Ohio State in this one. Since it's being played at the Horseshoe, as I alluded to earlier, I'm going to take most of your home games this week. And even though Ohio State impresses me not, the Horseshoe will always be a tough place to play. And Michigan State, I figured they'd probably be undefeated at this point. I had picked them early in the year, before the season even started, to be one of my dark horses to win it all. But neither team is that great. But I'll certainly take Ohio State.
And Ohio State is in the leaders division, Michigan State in the legends, so both of them in different divisions. They both want the leg up with this win, for sure. I'm going to take Michigan State in this one. I think Ohio State's simply falling apart. I like Michigan State in this game. And, I think Luke Fickell's doing as well of a job as he can, but it's not going to be good enough. I like Michigan State. I think they just have more talent all around. In fact, I'm surprised they're not undefeated. That loss to Notre Dame really baffled me. But such is life occasionally when you play in the Midwest. Let's transition now to a game that will be an SEC game next year, and that, of course, in Jerry World. It'll be Texas A&M, Arkansas, like we said, and it'll be SEC primetime next year. Who do you like in this game? Boy, Arkansas, they didn't look impressive last week, but I still think they're a good football team. And Texas A&M, I still think they're a good football team, even though they lost to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, both teams are reeling from a loss, as we all know. A&M, however, is coming off of an absolute heartbreaker to Oklahoma State last week as they lost by 1 point. Texas A&M wide receiver Jeff Fuller, he has become A&M's all-time school leader in reception. He has a great quarterback throwing to him, and Ryan Tannehill. I didn't realize how mobile he could be. That kid took off on a scamper toward the beginning of that game, and I didn't even know he was capable of such a thing. So I think A&M brings a lot to the table offensively, along with running back Cyrus Gray. I like A&M in this game. I think this team remembers the loss they had to Arkansas last year, and I think they're also pretty ticked off from this past weekend. So I think they have a lot of emotion going into this game. Even though it's being played at Arkansas, I believe this is one of the only games I'm picking where the away team comes away as a victor. So I'm picking the Aggies.
Well, you know, Texas A&M surprisingly has the ability to keep the ball on the ground and control the clock, control the game. They outgained Oklahoma State in this past contest 162-46. So, I think Texas A&M, like you said, it does have a great option in Ryan Tannehill, and he can run if you need him to.
Yeah.
I totally agree with your analysis there. And for the same reason, I'm taking Texas A&M. I believe Texas A&M is a good team. I'm not taking anything away from Arkansas. I think they will get back. They'll probably win a big game later in the year at some point. But I like Texas A&M.
Certainly, yeah. No, I was impressed with what I saw, and you know, you never know. I mean, if Texas A&M gets it going, I mean, that loss to Oklahoma State could be one of their only losses. We'll see.
Auburn travels to South Carolina this weekend. South Carolina, of course, played Vanderbilt this past weekend and beat them 21-3. Auburn beat Florida Atlantic 30-14. Auburn, of course, we've documented their troubles, but they're going on the road now and playing a South Carolina team that thinks it's in control of the SEC East. How do you break this game down?
Well, I think with Auburn right now, you're seeing so many young players, a lot of which are right out of high school, being thrown right to the wolves and having to step up. In case being, Jermaine Whitehead had a pick for a touchdown this past weekend against SAU, and that kid has a bright future. Heck, he has three more years to play. Trey Mason, at the beginning of the year, broke one on a special teams play on a kickoff return back for, I believe it was 97 yards. So I think what you're seeing with Auburn right now is very much a purification process, if you will. It's a bunch of young kids, freshmen and sophomores, who I think in 2 or 3 years, you're going to see this team compete for a national title once again. Not only an SEC title, but for it all. That being said, I think the rest of the year is just going to be a struggle, since this 2011 is just going to be such a purification process, as we've seen. It's a bunch of young kids that are just going to be better by season's end. I think the only way Auburn has a way to beat South Carolina, though, is one, and that number one thing being is if Auburn's defense is able to keep Marcus Lattimore at bay, which I'm picking South Carolina to win. I don't necessarily think that's going to happen, but the only way Auburn has a chance is if they keep Marcus Lattimore at bay and if they capitalize on any and every Stephen Garcia mistake. That'll be the way they get it done.
I like
if they get it done, but I'm taking South Carolina.
Yeah, I like South Carolina in the game. Myself, I think Stephen Garcia is the up and down factor for South Carolina, and he did not have a good game against Vanderbilt, threw four interceptions, and you know it's going to come down to his play in some respect on how South Carolina moves the football. But I want to tell you, the key to this South Carolina team that people aren't talking about is their defense. Melvin Ingram and Jadeveon Clowney making plays for them on defense really won that game for them against Vanderbilt last weekend. So I think South Carolina's defense against Gus Malzahn's offense is going to be the chess match here, and I just think when you factor in the fact that Auburn really can't play defense at the level they need to yet, I like South Carolina to win this game. Let's go on to another South Carolina team taking on another big game. It's been three big games in a row now for Clemson as they travel to Lane Stadium to play Virginia Tech. This could be an interesting game, as this is at 6 o'clock Eastern time, prime time, in Lane Stadium. That's never an easy time to play. Number 13, Clemson at number 11, Virginia Tech. You got to think, Clemson has had a great run, but eventually they may get knocked off in this stretch here.
Eventually they may, and that's what I'm expecting to happen. I will say, though, it's hard to pick against Clemson
it is.
At this point. In fact, I really did have a gut feeling on the previous show that we did that they would probably pull it out against Florida State. I just took the easy pick.
Me too.
But they've been homebodies the last 2 weeks, man. They've had Auburn at home and then Florida State. So this week, Taj Boyd, Sammy Watkins, and that whole show, they got to hit Blacksburg. And that's, like you say, tough place to play. And Tech hasn't had a lot of competition to this point.
No, they haven't.
They've essentially had plenty of time, four games, to improve and get better. And you have to think that Frank Beamer is a good enough coach that he's probably had this one circled on his calendar for quite a while and had time to prepare. And if you give Frank Beamer time to prepare, never mind last year's Orange Bowl disaster against Stanford, I think he could put together a game plan to knock Clemson off. Let's remember, too, that Clemson they've had a tendency to improve the art of chokery over the years. So, you like that, chokery?
I do like that, yes.
I'm taking Virginia Tech in this one. Never mind that they had a tough time against East Carolina. Mm-hmm. They've had four games to get better. They've had this one circled.
I'm right in line with you once again. I like Virginia Tech. It's just at home. It's hard for me to pick against the Virginia Tech at a night game in Lane Stadium, no matter who they're playing. But, you know, Clemson has had a rough, a lot of emotion the last couple of weeks with the win over Auburn and then the win over Florida State at home. They're on top of the mountain, of course, but when you go on the road after those two, after 2 weeks like that, it gets rough. So I do like Virginia Tech to take care of business at home. And like you said, Virginia Tech does not have a difficult schedule like some of the other ACC teams. They could just cruise here, and we could be talking about them in the conversation for the BCS later in the year. So that'll be interesting to watch. In the swamp in Gainesville, Alabama, of course, beat Arkansas 38-14. Florida ransacked Kentucky in Lexington last week. So these teams are looking very nice right now. But they collide in the swamp. Last year, Alabama beat the Gators pretty bad. Do they get revenge for that, or does Alabama take care of business? What do you think?
I've been so back and forth in picking this game. I think what's going to make Alabama a national title contender is their defense and how they're able to contain teams and not let them get to the outside. It was very rare that Arkansas was able to do so. And offensively, Alabama's just, it's nothing really fancy, minus the fake field goal you saw, which was ran to perfection. And I love what I see out of Florida, too, on the defensive side of the ball. They have that similar speed, and it's obviously, it's a Will Muschamp coached unit, and Muschamp is of course, it's well documented. He is a Saban disciple. If anybody out there knows Saban's defense and how he's going to scheme and game plan, it's Will Muschamp. I'm saying that Florida will be one of the only teams this year that has enough speed that can be able to get outside on Alabama. I'm going to take Florida at the Swamp. I'll take Florida at the Swamp here. That's a tough place to play. I've been to the Swamp. It's one of the more hostile environments in college football, always will be. I'm picking Florida to win based on how they have enough speed to get outside. They're going to be one of the only teams that are able to do so. I think they're one of the only teams this year that'll, other than LSU, that could match up with Alabama talent for talent. So I'm going to take Florida by the slimmest of margins.
Well, I'm going to take Florida as well. It is my only upset of the preseason that I picked Alabama, so I have to stick with it, or I'd probably get in trouble. But I think this game is going to come down to two key variables, and like you said, Alabama's defense is second nationally, Florida's defense is fifth nationally, so we know how good the defenses are. But I think this is going to come down to turnovers and third down play. I think those are the two things that are going to decide this game. And Florida has the best third down defense in the nation, allowing only 21% of the time the other team to convert. So I'm taking the Gators because I think they can get A.J. McCarron into third and longs and force him to make decisions that may not be the best ones. So, and I could be wrong, but I just like Florida in this game. I do think Alabama will probably, if they don't do anything else, that will probably slow down Chris Rainey and Jeff Dimps, because to this point nobody has even tried that, and I think that's probably the key to stopping Florida. But I like Florida in the game. And then our final matchup of the weekend to pick is the game of the week in the Big Ten, probably the game of the year in the Big Ten. The newest team in the conference, Nebraska, is taking to the road. How about this for your first Big Ten game ever? You get to go to Madison, Wisconsin, and play the Russell Wilson and the Fighting Badgers up there, who are flying high right now. Well, how about this one?
Baptism by fire, right? I mean, your first ever Big Ten game. You got to hit the road to Wisconsin. I agree. I mean, I had bragged a lot, and I have been swearing by Wisconsin. I did it all through the offseason, and I'm still a believer that they can still be one of the more dangerous teams in the country. Reason being is that just nobody's talking about them. I mean, they're quietly undefeated, and they're quietly undefeated because they really haven't had a lot of competition up to this point. Now, granted, one of the reasons, like I say, I mean, they just really haven't played a lot up to this point. Nebraska, certainly one of those new challenges for Wisconsin, but I think Wisconsin will have enough to get it done. I think the game plan for Wisconsin is usually very simple. I mean, they have three very capable runners and running backs, Monty Ball and James White, and quarterback Russell Wilson. He can run it too, and he's an extremely reliable quarterback, very poised back there. I like Wisconsin in this game, and they're at home. Nebraska hitting the road for the first time in the Big Ten, and that's a tough place to play. Probably one of the more underrated places to play.
I like Wisconsin as well. It's just too much at home. I think Nebraska is a good team, but they're not there yet, and this is their first Big Ten contest. Welcome to the league, and I think they'll get a big welcome when Russell Wilson has a career day. So I like the Badgers too. Think they'll take care of business at home. Well, it's been another fantastic segment with Robert. I just want to remind you that if you want to follow Robert on Twitter, you can do so at @being_large. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Bun Sports, or me at Jacob Bun. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/bunsports and email us at sportsbun@gmail.com. Robert, good stuff as always. Look forward to talking again next week.
It's always great, and I always appreciate the time, and we'll talk next week, and we'll see how we did on our picks.
It'll be fun. This is a big week, and we're taking some risks, so it'll be fun. Everyone have a nice day, and we will be back tomorrow.